You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
This week, we're reading a reflection by Robert Lee, a poet living in Missoula, Montana. As a teacher in the Missoula Writing Collaborative, Lee periodically travels to the small fishing village of Heidelberg, Alaska, to work with indigenous students. As the poet in residence, Lee encourages students to express themselves, and they, in turn, teach him how to withstand the Alaskan elements. Lee says he always feels a bit like a stranger in the kingdom of the North. He writes,
"Rain pelted the Klawak River fiercely enough to raise bubbles. Standing in chest-deep water, I pulled my hat even lower beneath my hood and mused upon my sanity. I'd been casting streamers on a sink-tip line for 3 hours, and I'd hooked just one fish, and that one only briefly. My thoughts began to stray. Lines from poems penned by my Haida students flashed like neon through my mind.
I am from Haida arts and dancing. I am the beat of the drums. I am from the unpromising forest. I feel pain, blue, green, black, brown. Life is not a game."
A sudden gust of wind tossed the hood from my head. Rain pouring down my neck turned my musings towards lunch. But I reminded myself that I would have plenty of time after leaving Alaska to not fish for salmon, and so I changed flies one more time. 3 hours later, it was truly lunchtime, after I'd caught my limit of 6 salmon. I left a river still bubbling with rain. Such are rewards on Prince of Wales Island, hard-earned and substantial, whether you are fishing or teaching. Casting or cajoling, you must change tactics frequently, and be willing to skip lunch and let it rain hard and often on your hat and ego. The climate in Heidelberg is habitually harsh, but this land and its inhabitants affect me in ways I don't yet understand. I know I will return.
Lee pairs his thoughts with a poem by a sixth grader named Ashley at the Haida School. Published in Lee's book about his Alaska experience, Black Bear Holds a Hole in His Paws.
To encourage individual expression, Lee invites students to write about their own lives and culture. The following poem came about when Lee asked his students to convey what it means to be Haida. A young girl responded,
"My Haida heritage. My Haida heritage means to me a culture that is fading, but is still full of love, singing, dancing, and language that we need to learn. Button-robe blankets we dance with, black on red. Learning language that is slowly going away. Fishing every day of summer, camping and hunting around November. Seeing whales while out on a boat ride. Canoeing out in the bay. Helping your parents jar some fish. Picking sea greens, then jarring them. Fish spread on a cracker, having to eat fish and deer for lunch or dinner, picking berries with your mom or aunt, then going home and making jam with the berries for the summer and making smoothies with leftover berries. All that's what I think being Haida means."
A poem by a sixth grader from Heidelberg, Alaska.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Lively Times, Montana's source for arts and entertainment.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.